Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rachel Garner, president of the Knoxville Little League, to discuss the upcoming field cleanup day and opening day.
The season is coming up, and after all the winter we've been through, I'm sure everybody's itching to get out and play some baseball. But first, you have to clean up the field, and you're looking for people to help out with that, right?
Absolutely. So on April 6th, which is this Saturday, from 9 to 11 a.m., we will be doing a field cleanup day at the Little League Fields, which is in Maury County Park. We will have lots and lots of things to do. We have big plans this year, so we really want to remodel some things, redo the dugouts, make sure that the fields are safe and the fields are ready for the kids to play on this season.
Probably a lot of debris left over from the winter and from whatever else may have gone on during the late summer and fall. And the more people you have out there to clean up, the neater it'll look at the end, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we invite all parents of players in Little League and anybody in the community who would like to come out. We will definitely take the help.
And all this, of course, is just a prelude to the start of the season. Right about now, you're starting to assemble teams and get the kid trained up and warmed up for the season. And that probably takes a lot of effort because April is usually when they're just doing practices and getting the feel for it. And do the kids just get to the point where they can't wait to do an actual game?
Yes, they are so excited to get out there. We will actually start practices on April 8th, so kids are getting ready, they're getting their gear, they're just excited to go out and play this year.
You have a lot going on for opening day itself, and this year you're going all out to do that. They stopped doing that a few years ago, and did you decide that now is the time to bring it back?
Yes, absolutely. We decided as a board, why not have an opening day? We couldn't think of a better way to celebrate the players and kind of get the season kicked off by having teams scrimmage throughout the day. They'll also get to play each other in some fun games like kickball and dodgeball. We will have tons of other events going on, including a home run derby, which is open to all the kids and parents as well if they want to do it. We will have things like the radar gun to see how fast they can pitch, and we will also have a dunk tank so kids can dunk their coaches if they'd like.
And when will all that be going on? When is the big day?
The big day is April 27th, which is a Saturday. We will be starting around 9:30. Events will be going till about 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah.
And this year you said, I believe you're taking over concessions. Do you need any help with that?
Absolutely. As much as we've worked hard as a board this year to really get things going, we can't do it all without the help of our community and volunteers. So we welcome anybody who would be interested in helping with concessions just to give us a call on the Little League phone or on our Facebook page. Our Little League phone number is 641-891-0516. And you can pick whichever time and date you can work, and we will not be picky about that.
All right. As for the season itself, how long does it run and when you get your playoffs?
Generally, it runs about 6 weeks regular season. So games will start April 29th. They will run into the second week of June. And at that time, that's when we have our All-Star games.
And do you look to move on to like the Little League World Series qualifications? Do you put together an All-Star team for that?
We could. We do have an All-Star team. And so we kind of just we play and we take it from there.
Right. And of course, there's still that lingering stereotype about Little League parents getting a little too into the game. I have a feeling they're trying to get away from that. Do you encourage people to just relax and let the kids worry about the game and not get too intense about it?
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things that we like to tell, especially our coaches and parents, that, you know, yes, we want our kids to learn the fundamentals of playing baseball and softball, but really what we want them to take away is, did they have fun? Did they learn to play as a team? And just did they have a good season? And that's really what's most important to us, is that they walked away with some knowledge, but with a lot of fun too.
That's right. Sometimes the adults have to be reminded that this is not the World Series, and you think the kids have a better handle on it, that it is, at the end of the day, just a game?
I think so, and I think we've had some really good coaches in the past, and we have some great coaches coming out this season that I feel like that's their main mission, too, is just to make sure that the kids have fun and have a good time. I just also wanted to say thank you to all of our community members who really have helped us this season, including KNIA, to really get the word out there and to support our teams, because we obviously couldn't do this without you guys.
Thanks to Rachel Garner from the Knoxville Little League for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.